let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Take time to appreciate the moments, for they soon will be memories. The words of Rex Nelson Greenwald, author of One Lifetime Is Not Enough, a multifaceted, inspirational book, mostly a true story. However, the essence of the story is about not judging anyone or anything by outward appearances, and that we are to find the inner character, follow the guiding principle of love that God shows and gives each of us willingly. Rex says the world needs this message. Rex was born in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, north suburb of Minneapolis, lived his youth in a small neighborhood with both his parents, older sister. Many of the friends he loved riding bikes, playing football, baseball, soccer, and of course hockey. His mother and father grew up in a small town north of Minneapolis, and his father had a passion for motorcycles. Well, Rex has the passion as well, with many miles ridden, with lots of memories. He married his lifetime love, Teresa, at age 21, married for 39 years, blessed with two children, Nicholas and Chelsea, six grandchildren. They all live within 10 miles of each other and enjoy their life together. Rex earned a BA in business from the University of Minnesota and an architectural technology degree from the Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis. He currently works in the construction industry and continues to feed his passion for good books. Rex Nelson Greenwald, author of One Lifetime Is Not Enough, is our guest on This Week in America. Rex, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. Appreciate it.
I love what you're doing and what you're sharing with people. I didn't want to give away too much in the introduction here. What's the book about? Give us a little background on One Lifetime Is Not Enough, sort of a synopsis of the story and why this book is touching so many people and receiving rave reviews.
Well, I'm blessed by that. That's for sure, Rick. I really appreciate you. Well, anyways, I've wanted to write a book for many, many years. I mean, since college. And of course, I'm a busy person. I have a family and a business, and I ride motorcycles, and I coached every sport for all my kids. And I finally sat down and wrote a book because I really had a passion for a message or a narrative of making sure that people know who my heart is. And my heart is, don't judge people by outward appearances. Look at the heart of everyone. This world now, if you don't look like each other, if you don't think like each other, if you don't whatever, even families now are getting, in fights over something. And I think that's just ridiculous. We need to love and care and look at the hearts of other people. And that's why I wrote the book.
Where did this come from? Where in you? Was this the upbringing with the family that you don't judge outwardly? It's you get to know the people and then you make judgments at that point. You don't prematurely judge. Where did that come from? Family background?
Yeah. My name is Rex Greenwald. I use Nelson because that's my middle name. And Nelson is my mother's maiden name. And I was pretty close with her father, who was just a terrific man that I love very dearly. Lost him many, many years ago. He was an older father when he had my mother. And he was actually the best man in our wedding, and he was 84 years old. And he loved people. He loved kids. And I got a lot of that from him. I'm a Christian man. I've been in many Bible studies. I read the Bible daily with devotion. And one of my favorite verses, and I would say it's my life verse, is 1 Samuel 16:7, where Samuel says to Jesse, when they were looking for the new king, and finally David comes out and he says, God, man looks at outward appearances, but God looks at the heart. And I want to be a man of faith. And that means we need to look at people. We need to look at their hearts. And I think that's a message that I put in my book loud and clear.
Well, it is the message. And the book is One Lifetime Is Not Enough by Rex Nelson Greenwald. His website, book available wherever you'll find books, Amazon, the usual places. His website is authorrngreenwald.com. I'll give you that through the program. You get some great information there. You can order the book, link on to a video with some music, and we'll talk about that as we go through the program. You mentioned the influence of your grandfather, influence of the family in your life. That comes out clearly in One Lifetime Is Not Enough. Let's talk a little bit about the main character in the book. I love the main character, and that name lives on in your family now. Tell us about the main character in the book.
Well, the main character is Coy, and I'm Coy. I mean, I'm that 12-year-old boy, and that's many of the stories in the chapters. I wrote 38 or 39, or excuse me, 42 chapters, and each chapter I made a story in themselves that has a message. And I developed the book through my character Coy and all my memories of spending time with my grandfather and with loved ones up at the lake up in northern Minnesota. And I thought that was just a perfect setting to write this book. In addition to the other main character, there's two main characters really. There's Coy, who's the 12-year-old boy, and there is Grawler, who's an older man, probably in his early 60s, if you calculate when I said he was born. And I'm also the older man. And I was talking to myself. I was the 12-year-old boy talking to my older man, and I was my older man talking to the younger man throughout the book. And they found God together in a very unique way. And I struggled so much. I wanted to write. I had such a passion to get my heart out there. And about 10 or so years ago, I wrote a chapter, and it's the third chapter in the book. And people, if you don't read anything else that I ever write, no matter what happens in my world or the world, if you would read chapter 3, that is right from my heart. And that is the inspiration that I wrote the entire narrative and story around. It's the climax of the story where Grawler and Coy find God together.
It's such a
And
moving, an inspirational, a heartwarming book, One Lifetime is Not Enough by Rex Nelson Greenwald, our guest on the program. Let's talk about the story. I mentioned mostly true. You, Coy, is the main character, primarily Rex throughout the story. How did you decide to go about telling the story? And it's sort of interesting. It can be sort of autobiographical, but yet fiction. So you've got the best of both worlds as you're putting that
yeah.
together here, dude. How did this whole idea come about?
Wow, it's really unique. Many years ago, I read, like most people who write, they read. You get ideas and you get paragraphs and you get narratives, how you'd like to, work with them. And I was reading a book, oh my gosh, 10 or so years ago. And the main character in that book was Coy also. And he said in one of the chapters, after all, one lifetime is not enough. And I remember writing that down. I thought, wow, is that ever a neat concept? So I thought, well, how am I going to develop that? And what actually does that mean? I mean, everybody has a little bit different meaning. I've had so much press and I've had several interviews, and everybody comes to me with, oh, this is what it kind of meant to me, or this is what it kind of meant to
Yes.
me. And I think that's kind of cool because people are getting. Each chapter might have a story that connects to that particular reader. And I'm really, really amazed by that. I mean, they've come back with quotes that they really liked. I'm like, wow, I kind of remember when I wrote that. And I wonder, I wrote it because of this. And then I see why it meant something to them. And it just kind of feels good. It warms my heart that other people are looking at it that way. So then I thought, well, how am I going to write a story that explains who I am and explains the message of don't judging people? So I thought, well, I better have a kind of a character, which is Corey, and he's way, way smarter than a 12-year-old because, of course, it's my 60-plus-year-old person writing it. But I thought, no, how am I going to do the 60-year-old? So what I did is the older man has wrote a memoir book in his days, from the time he was a kid until where he was, and he was hurt. He had fought through the war, and it was to the point where he couldn't talk. He just wouldn't talk to people anymore. And it really bothered Coy, and he really wanted to learn who this other older man was. So Coy found his memoir book one night. He hid it, and he started reading it. And believe me, I wrote a lot of memoir book, and I only shared li little bits and pieces of it within this book. And I want the reader to kind of think, geez, I wonder what more is there. And when I wrote the memoir part of the book in the book, I let go, man, Rick. I put it down there. I just spilled my guts, man. I just said, this is what one life means. I enjoy the moments. If If this is life, well, then one lifetime isn't enough. And if this is the joyous life that we live, then it isn't enough. There's got to be more, and there is more because we're saved through our Savior. So that's how I wrote it. And there's so many little mysteries, Rick.
Yes.
And then when I got the entire book done and I climaxed it and I ended it, and I think it's a terrific ending. It's a surprise ending, by the way. And I then reread the book, and when if you wrote probably, and you get the book, and you get the bound book, and it's cool, and pictures are nice, and it's clean, and you're like, holy cow, that's really neat. And then I said, well, I'm going to read it. So I read the book as if I was just a reader, not the person who wrote it. And I got to tell you, Rick, I like it.
Well,
It's a book that I would read.
joined the
Isn't that something?
masses. I mean, that's you've done such an inspired job in writing this. And you talked before about people, it sort of triggers memories in all of us as we read. We think of the lake, we think of our dogs, our animals, we think of our
Yeah.
friends, we think of just growing up in that great whole world that's out there. Just part of the story that you'll read about in When Lifetime Is Not Enough by Rex Nelson Greenwald. His website is author, rngreenwald.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places, and I'll have all these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you started off, did you realize you would have the religious undertones that you do throughout the book? And obviously, that's the foundation of who Rex is. So that's you'd be sort of cheating us and cheating you if you didn't put that in there. But did you realize when you started you'd have the spiritual, the religious undertones in the book?
No, I would say no, but if I'm going to write, and you have to have passion to write, you can't do it without passion
Yes.
because it takes hours and hours of effort, and it's a mental exercise that is way beyond anything. I remember in college when they said you had to do a 500 word or a 1,000 word essay for a report that was due in a month, and I hated that professor asking us to do that. Now I'm writing 84,000 words, but I will say this, Rick, I cannot write a story with my passion without my belief and without explaining why one lifetime is not enough, and about finding God and that moment when you find God. Some people are so lucky, and they've got good upbringings, or they've been saved. Other people struggle and they go through this. And that's another big concept in the book, that everyone is going through something. And the other main
Yes.
character is my grandfather, which is my dad's dad. And that was a real character. And he had lost his arm in a thrasher machine accident in the early 50s, and they ended up losing the farm because they didn't have insurances and all that back then. And I really, really wanted people to understand that even though he had one arm, he was a very capable, godly person. And then there's other people that have their struggles. Another character I bring in is a little girl named Tess, who had just lost her dad in the Vietnam War, and how the struggle she is. And so when Coy met her, he thought, oh, this is just a cutie and a smarty pants little girl. But then after he really met her, he realized, wow, the depth of this girl. And that girl, by the way, is my wife.
Interesting.
My wife's name is Teresa, and that's why I called her Tess.
And she
And
made it into the book. I mean, that's just such a job well done in telling these stories. And they all the basis is you don't judge. And so often we find ourselves meeting somebody and they say, hopefully erroneously, the first 5, 10 seconds in an introduction sort of establishes who you are in that relationship. And so often it takes really breaking down those barriers and understanding people. And in Rex's book, One Lifetime Is Not Enough, that lesson, well, there are many life lessons that come out in the book. You've also got nuggets of wisdom that you have throughout the book. Where did these Rexisms come from? I
I
love
love you
these.
saying that because people bug me all the time. Well, there's another Rexism. Well, over the years, I've I've read a fair amount of books. You should see my garage. Of course, there's no room in the house, so my wife has organized our box of books. And I highlight and write notes in all these books, and I take little sentence structures or whatever. And when I like books that inspire me or give me some sense of some information or wisdom, yes, I love narratives and I love great stories and I love all that. So I took a lot of those and I wrote them down, and then I rewrote them to the way I would like to say them. And so I filled each chapter with a lot of my Rexisms, believe it, Rick. You probably caught a lot of them too. And it's kind of fun because I'm sitting right now on my desk and I have five marketing press releases that have gone out in the last month or so. And each one of them has a different Rexism in them on what that particular person caught. And it just makes me smile. It really does. It
I'm
just
sitting here
warms
with a
my
bunch,
heart.
and I'm thinking, okay, if I had to choose one, I'd choose these five. It's so difficult because they're all so well written, and you can apply them to so many different stages of our lives. Couple minutes left in the program. I can't believe how quickly the
Okay.
time is going. The
Hello.
book by Rex Nelson Greenwald is "One Lifetime Is Not Enough." What do you hope readers take away? As I'm reading reviews, people really enjoy the story. It takes us back to a simpler time, a coming of age period in all of our lives, but it also gives us something for today, something we can think about. What do you hope the takeaway is from readers for "One Lifetime Is Not Enough"?
You know, when I finish a book that I enjoy and that I consider a good book, I always feel in my heart, I'm like, wow, that was a really nice, clean story that told me something about the characters that maybe changed me a little bit on the way I look at things. And I took all of the, you know, you asked me about my religiosity part of it, and I had these little nuances of, you know, my feelings on choice, on free will, and in little sentences, I would end my assimiles sometimes in a unique way, just to give a little Rexism right at the end of it, and that's how I did it. And you know, if you, and you've probably written too, Rick, and the people that are listening have, you sit and you agonize maybe over a sentence or a paragraph for maybe a week, but
Yes.
then there's other times when your biorhythms are really strong or something, and you never know when it's going to be. It could be 10 in the morning or it could be 1 o'clock at night, and you can hammer out a bunch of writing, and then you go back and you're, wow, that was me that wrote that.
Well, it's
You know.
interesting how that happens. Do you have that where you're not writing, you're not in the writer mood? This is not Rex the writer. This is Rex the sports fan. I'm watching
Yeah.
the hockey game, and all of a sudden ideas start coming to you, and you're looking for that legal pad to write down your
Oh
thoughts
my goodness.
and capture that. I'm assuming that happens a lot in your life.
You know, when you've got a passion for something, it does. I mean, I could be at a family get together and so I'm listening to a conversation. I'm going, okay. And I go and write it down. People don't even know this. I have these little pads I carry around like this.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Or I could be at church, or I could be at a conference or something, and I'm taking notes. I'm listening to the message, but I'm more listening to how they're giving the message or how they're saying certain things.
Ah, okay.
And I drive my kids and my wife crazy. They say, "Well, you just say what you want to say," or something. They'll say, you know, like that,
What's
or they'll say, "Oh, you know, I know you're not telling me the truth because you got that little smirk on your face or something," you know,
Well, there's a
and.
little nuance in everything, and you captured that. The book by
I did.
Rex Nelson Greenwald is "One Lifetime Is Not Enough." I mentioned the music. YouTube, you'll see
Yeah.
go to Rex's website, authorrngreenwald.com. Glimpse the music, the video, written by your son, performed by your son. Talk about that. So, boy, this
Oh,
really is a family affair.
I really appreciate you asking that, because when I reread the book after it was bound, I thought I was finding little secret little messages that I was telling myself as a writer that then would come into the story later. It's going to be a really a fun book for people to read because they're going to catch those things as they go. I
Yes.
caught them. And one in particular was glimpse. I wrote the word glimpse is almost in every every chapter somewhere I said glimpse, and I can't believe I didn't use the dictionary to change the word. And there must have been some subconscious thing that told me not to, because about my son, who's 12, a very talented young man. He's now, by the way, 38 years old. So he wrote that song, played a guitar, and sang it in an old desktop computer in our family room one night. We weren't around it. My wife and I and our daughter Chelsea, who are a wonderful young lady, we might have been at a movie or something. Well, when that desktop went away, and we downloaded everything, and I had found that CD like 5 or 6 years ago, and on that CD was that song Glimpse of him when he was 12 or 13 years old, an original he wrote. And I listened to it, and I listened to it. I remember going up to when I was riding motorcycles a lot, I'd be heading up north, and I would listen to that CD, and I would listen to it. And I just always, what was that young man thinking and saying to himself about Christ? You know, one a glimpse of Christ is all you need. And at the climax where Grawler and Coy find God together, they actually see a glimpse of Christ in each other. And when I finally decided how I was going to end the book, and I'm not going to tell the ending, but I used that song in the book. And then at that time is when I finally told my son Nick. I said, "Nick, I got to tell you, I used. Oh, what do you mean you used?" I said, "What song, Dad?" or whatever. I'm like, "Well, Glimpse." And then I decided, I thought, "Wow!" So they cleaned it up a little bit because it was in a rough, sound because of the
Oh,
recording,
yes,
and
yes.
it turned out wonderful. And it's on my website of him singing it with his guitar, and he plays it very well, and he sings it. And I can't even tell you how many times I've listened to it, Rick, and I cry often
Well, I was going to
when
say,
I.
as you were listening to that, as you were on your motorcycle, it'd be difficult to listen and drive without wiping a tear away as you were
Yeah.
listening to the song. And that is worth a trip to the website, getting information and ordering the book. The website is author rngreenwald.com, and the book available there at Amazon, all of the usual places. A minute or so here, I want to ask about what's next. What are you working on now? Will there be like a follow-up to this concept?
Jeez, I've had a lot of people asking me about that. How are you going to go with these characters? Are you going to? I want to hear what happens to Coy. And actually, what I'm working on two things right now. I'm working on the preface. I'm working on how Grawler became who Grawler became prior to meeting Coy, and all his struggles. I share little bits and pieces of his past, but there's just a wonderful, awesome story on how this man became who he was. And I'm working on that. Right now, my son and I, Nicholas, who is a brilliant young man, we have co-wrote a book, and it's
Interesting.
finished. And we're in editing right now, and it will be published early next year. I guarantee it will be. It is an awesome book. We are totally different people, my son and I, and in a way of bonding with each other, we started reading books together and meeting for breakfast and discussing books. And then eventually we were sitting, believe it or not, we were at a lake place. I rent a lake place for a week for the whole family. And Nick and I were sitting on the end of the dock one evening. And he says, "Dad, what do you want to do now?" And I says, "Nick, why don't we try writing something together?" And boy, it just was right. And next thing you know, we have close to 80,000 words, and it
Wow.
is an awesome story. I can't wait to be able to share this with the world, and to do it with my son is a blessing.
What? Yes. Why? I just am so excited for you, and I hope we had the opportunity to talk about that. The time has gone by so quickly, so much that you cover, and touching so many people during the writing of the book, One Lifetime is Not Enough. And I'll close with what I opened with. Take time to appreciate the moments, for they will soon be memories. I'm just going to take 30 seconds here. I find sometimes life is so fast-paced now, and we have so many more advantages technologically, and we can get more accomplished than we did 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago in our lives. But sometimes we don't have those moments that we can stop and reflect and understand and appreciate. Do you find that to be true? That, boy, life goes by and we don't even pay attention to our memories.
Oh man, I wrote that right at the beginning of the book. enjoy the memories because one lifetime is not enough. I mean, I swear to God, you gotta enjoy the moments. I mean, I feel like that 12-year-old boy is inside me,
Yes.
and it's like 50 years ago, for crying out loud. It just slams by. And boy, you gotta enjoy it, folks.
Well, you
You
really
gotta
do.
enjoy it.
And, you know, capture Troy about Coy and don't let him grow up. There's something we all need to be childlike sometimes in those days of wonderment as we were growing up and
The
playing sports
innocence
in
and
the
naivety
backyard.
of it. And then it was one of the big struggles I had, though, was not to make him too smart or whatever. You know, he wasn't a 60-year-old man with all this life experience. He was still a 12-year-old boy. So there was a lot of naivety I had to write in the writing too, because he was learning about life through it, and it was in the
Interesting you
struggles
mentioned
how he
that. We
became
all
who he was.
think, what would it be like to be 12 with the knowledge we have today at 50 and 60? Well, you had to struggle with that as you were trying to write the
Yeah.
book. Rex Nelson Greenwald, the author of One Lifetime is Not Enough, book available wherever books are sold. Send you to Amazon. His website, that's where I'll send you in particular, authorrngreenwald.com. The music is there, the book is there, the backstory is there. And you can find all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Rex, a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. Great talking with you, having you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
And thank you very much, Rick. And God bless you, and God bless the people who will listen and learn something from this. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time to share the story. Rex Nelson Greenwald, our guest, the book One Lifetime is Not Enough. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.